Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are thousands of fat people sitting in little camp chairs. And then there's the picnic tables with all the people that think we're above sitting. So we're just going to stand and talk and stand. There's a perfectly good chair and nobody's sitting at it. And I just want to, this message is from me, your boy, for the love of God. Put your ass down in a chair once in a while. This is my little climatological study. This is what Americans
Where
are,
do
though.
Snow
when
we talk cones
about
come
when
from?
Americans talk about climate, this is what happens. Americans go, "This snow, cold, balls, eat food." And how about if somebody, Robin? I promised Rob this. How about if somebody brings a lovely tray of hors d'oeuvres over to me and said, "How was the canapé?" And I said, "That's a bingo."
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Rob, and this is my mother.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and this is my son.
One of our favorite holiday traditions is getting together each year and making our magnificent fruitcakes entirely from scratch. And now, you can finally taste the magic thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show's Fruitcake Futures.
Buy it now, and it'll be in your mouth in time for Thanksgiving.
These are the real deal.
Don't forget the Christmas miracle. Every cake purchased supports TMOS.
Get one for yourself and one as a gift. Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com and do it now.
Because Mother said so.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy August, everybody. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to have you with us. How hot is it down where you guys live? Just out of curiosity.
It was hot enough that when I got out of my car this morning and went to pay at the parking lot, there was condensation on my arms. Because
really?
It was cold in the car from the air conditioning. And it was that thick and sticky. It was 80 degrees when we woke up this morning.
You have air conditioning where you are, because up here we do not have air conditioning.
Well, why would you need air conditioning? Because you're in the north. It doesn't get hot up there.
I have an air conditioner in the studio because it gets hot in this loft that I do this program from. But yes. I will tell you, the bulk of people around here, and I've described it as the New England struggle. That'll be a recurring theme on today's show,
okay.
The New England struggle. The New England struggle, climb a mountain.
It sounds like an offshoot of maybe a USFL football team.
I'm reading
Please
a book,
welcome the New England struggle.
I'm reading a book by David McCullough now called 1776, which of course is the year of our nation's birth. I thought it was appropriate.
Not the musical?
The times that we're... Well, I don't think I can run around saying we should know our history without tweaking my knowledge of history a little bit.
He's a good writer. I like him.
And he's a wonderful writer, and he sources his material from actual letters and documents, and it's fascinating to hear about what we went through and the people that died to mean we're sitting here and standing here. And
with no air conditioning.
That's right.
With no air conditioning.
They didn't have air conditioning
back in those days. It was hot. It was cold. It was small.
Well, they would have people
Terrible
fan
time,
you.
Oscar, really. It was a,
You'd pay a boy.
Book, this book, you want to just talk
or
about.
A little
you
lady.
Know, if they put, if you had members of the Continental Army that
yes.
were defending New York back in 1776, in August of 1776, and you had them on the Metro,
A lot of woolens,
oh,
Mike.
Smell.
A lot of woolens.
A lot of heavy wool.
Do you think that
a lot of bad teeth? It stunk. It really stunk.
Is McCallum's book as good as one of Bill O'Reilly's history books?
McCallum is a Scotch whiskey.
Well, that's what I was thinking about.
Yes.
Are they as good as O'Reilly's history books?
You know, I wouldn't know because I don't have ability.
Well, that's
to
right. When we had that, I had to read that book.
What about a drunken history?
No, you didn't have to read the book. Nobody read the book. Let's be honest.
No,
nobody
I
really
did.
Read the book.
I
you
did,
read the book?
I did read. I think it was Killing Washington.
Oh, I read a few pages of that and found out that George Washington had hemorrhoids.
That was in the first two pages.
Yeah. Which was, you read David
sometimes.
McCullough and then you read that. It was fascinating. But what were you asking me, Oscar? I'm sorry.
You started telling us about the history of air conditioning.
Yes.
I was just saying that up here, I have never experienced it hotter than it was yesterday. And thank God we have an air conditioning unit in the bedroom here. Otherwise, it would be... if you have any doubts about this little planet of ours burning up...
Sizzling.
It's pretty... This is not an... Look, I have watched it from my childhood being up here throughout the years. And it used to be that it was... you'd have a hot day.
Yeah.
I remember... having my dear departed mom, God rest her soul, taking a little trip into Ellsworth, Maine, and coming back and saying, I really think it was 80 degrees. I think it might have been 80 degrees in Ellsworth. It was so horrible. It was 92 yesterday on the tip of the point of land where my family lives, where the ocean air. Oh, by the way, people now talking about the water temperature here is warmer than it said. It's not cool. It doesn't feel
cool. Isn't it great for property values, though?
No.
You mean, oh, it's great for mine because I don't live on the ocean, so that when the water comes up, when the sea level rises.
Mike, we're on the same page. All those dummies that bought waterfront.
Yeah, they wanted to be right on the beach, those fools.
Look at them now.
Silly fools. Those silly fools that have their little house on the beach. Yeah, if you're somebody like down in Rehoboth, Ocean City, for our DC listeners, people that are down there and for that station we used to be on, and you know, that are down there that might have a house that's three blocks back.
Oh, the stilt houses.
Congratulations. Yeah. You're going to be able to dock. You'll tie your boat up to the to their chimney.
It reminds me of, you remember what Lex Luthor's plot was in the first Superman movie?
He wanted to break off California.
He was going to shoot a missile to the San Andreas Fault, and he had bought all the desert there so it would become beachfront property. So that's, he was going to have it fall into the sea.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Mike, I'm talking about in the now. Who knows what's going to happen 100 years from now?
Yeah, and who cares?
Well, in the now, your property so far away from the water...
Yes.
Is prime time real estate, because Maine, known for its cold summers, is now, I would say, tenable. You get the warmth.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, very exciting.
It gets cool.
Yeah, who knows if it's going to be 100 years, Oscar? It might actually be 10 years. You never know.
Not the day after tomorrow.
Could be next week. Could be next week.
Could be fun, but it's, I guess...
Do you think it gets slammed with snow? Do you think the temperatures will go the other direction as well?
They won't get that much snow this year.
I don't know.
Hard to say.
It doesn't, the
if
snow.
You don't, it'd be great on your heating bill.
From what I've read, from what I've read about this, the snow has nothing to do with it. Snow has nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm not
Are
talking
you aware
about
that, Rob Spiewak.
Listen, I'm not saying that snow is a
it's
cause.
It's the sun, of course.
I'm saying that it would be great
weather,
if you got a lot of snow.
The sun heats up the earth. That's how you get your hot temperatures.
That's right.
All I know is this. This is my little climatological study. We are super. This is what Americans
Where
are, though.
Snow
when we talk
cones
about
come
when
from?
Americans talk about climate, this is what happens. Americans go, "This snow, cold, balls, eat food."
Well, I mean,
study cheat.
Well, there's
what
a lot
I
of
do?
These. What always bothers me is the people that say when there's a blizzard or something, and they say,
"Yeah, there's your global warming."
Yeah, there's your global warming right there. Why is there snow on the ground?
And is Rita's Italian ice really from Italy?
Ah, really? Exactly. Do
Rita's
a study
from
on
Sicily.
That.
It turns out.
Oh, really?
It's a scam.
I did not know that.
It's all big
Let
ice.
Let me get
the
back
boot.
To my climatological study here. This is what I want to talk about. Okay.
Okay.
This is a long term. I'm 59 years old. I've been coming up here since I was a baby.
Right.
So I am a 50-year study. And all I can tell you is what it used to be like and what it is now consistently. And we never had this. We had hot days, but the hot days were not like this. And they have gotten, as each decade has gone by, hotter and hotter and hotter. There is my climatological study. I am not a scientist. I have not studied this. I have read a bit about it, but not enough to be well-versed in it. And I can tell you it's just trending. So yesterday I was saying to myself, wow, that is really something. And Carla said, thank you for that climatological. How about that? How about that? So what was your high temperature yesterday in D.C.?
It was 98 when I left the studio.
98. The humidity was the worst part.
That's what's
about
slaughtering
it.
Us, yeah.
It's like 105,
98
but the humidity.
Is, you know, 98 is, you've gotten it in D.C. before, but not a lot. And so the question will be, if it lingers and it's a long time, we've gotten massive heat. You've already got it down there.
Yeah.
You know, unless we're going to start setting really silly new records. Like, what was it? Oh, my goodness. We
111?
Had a little break. It was 111 yesterday. We had a break from that. It got down to 98. That's going to be scary.
Well, we had was it a couple weeks ago that it was so blistering hot that there was at one point when I would let Linus out, I would open the back door for him to go out to pee, and he'd look at me like, you kidding?
I'm not going out
there.
I'm not going out here. I'm going right here in the basement because I own the joint.
That's right. Yeah, my new name, Puddles.
Because you're my bitch.
Yeah.
You're going to clean
Linus
it up when
like
I'm done.
By the way, this is a message from
dogs
me.
Dogs will
speaking,
look at you that way.
They do.
This is a message from me speaking to the Pioneer Woman on the Food Network. Ree Drummond.
Yeah.
Ree, I love your show. I love your food. I like your fatty food that you make. And thanks for going to the low-carb recipes last night, which was fascinating. But please stop talking to your basset hounds. It's gross when you're making food because your basset hounds have the droopy eyes that where you can see the red gooky eyes that they have. And so stop doing that. And and we had my little guy who was up here because it was cool upstairs. And I was looking at that. And I said, oh, God, enough with talking to the dogs. And my son looks at me and says, Daddy, be nice.
Oh, that's nice of him.
He's just starting to pick up state of mind.
That you let him up into the cool air. When I was his age, we had a house without air conditioning, and my bedroom had no central unit.
And so you slept in sweat.
I slept in sweat.
We have such different childhoods. When I was younger, I think my dad, he wouldn't turn on the air conditioning because he was so cheap.
Right.
I'd kill him.
He'd tell us to sleep on the floor, and he goes, you know, it's much worse in Bolivia. And I said, well, there's no chance. We would go and visit my grandmother, and she was such like a backcountry woman. Even though my parents built a home for her in Latin America, and she lived in the tropic zone, we'd walk up, no air conditioning. They took the doors off the hinges. And we have to sleep under mosquito nets, like out of Africa, for like a month straight. And I would tell my mom, I said, what's up with grandma?
Hold on, I want to stop you with one thing right there. Took the doors off the hinges?
Yeah, there were doors.
Like removed doors to just keep
the
open just air like
they
that.
They have the open air breeze.
Mike, it is like an extra window to open.
So opening the door was not an option. They just thought they'd take them off the hinges just to keep it open.
Because it was because they could put it back on, and it would actually help with the crosswinds in the house.
Really? Wow.
So I remember going under the net, and my mom's like, make sure the net completely covers the bed so no bugs get in. I said, there were doors here last time I was here.
That's like Andrea. He'd love that. That's like his study tent.
Absolutely nuts. Let alone AC. There was one hotel I finally bitched enough because I was so spoiled and I'm so embarrassed. That
How old were you when this is
the
happening?
Last time I this was a common drill every 2 years until I was 12 and I put my foot down. I said, Mom.
So let's say you're anywhere between 10 or 11.
He had to be such a prick 10-year-old.
I said, Mom, I rode a motorcycle past a hotel that said vacancy. It was the only hotel in the, and it said vacancy. I knew what vacancy meant. I've been to Ocean City. I knew what was going on.
Is this in La Paz?
No, this is in Wyoming, which is in the tropics, right?
Wyoming.
Yeah. That's a Spanish word. It means 4-inch mosquito.
And I said, a dinosaur moth got into my sister's hair one time at a big barbecue, and everybody freaked out. They could not get it out. Size of Rob's hand currently.
It's chewing my scalp. It's chewing my scalp.
So I remember saying, Mom, I know that we love Grandma, but we're all much, you know, bigger now, and it seems to me that we shouldn't be sleeping out in the open under tents. Are we poor? Tell me the truth. What happened? Why aren't we staying in a hotel? And she said, well, I don't want to be disrespectful to Grandma. I said, Grandma won't have us if we die of fever.
If we get malaria, Mommy.
Yes.
Do you have to get shots before you go down to La Paz?
You can probably get as many shots before you go to, I would say, Wyoming, the tropics. It's a different set of shots.
Right.
As you would if you were going on safari in Africa.
And then the, what was the moth that got caught in her hair?
Dinosaur moth.
I think it's something.
My hair! Looked like she was wearing a helmet.
I am sorry for the dinosaur moth. We've taken the door off the hinges. As soon as we took the door off the hinges, the dinosaur moth would get into the house and wreak havoc. You know,
it's a dinosaur moth!
Yeah.
It's a dinosaur moth!
If you recall, the chicken got into the house when I was a younger man.
I remember that.
And picked up one of its brothers as a chicken nugget and rolled out.
So wrong.
Because there are no doors in the home!
Yeah. Well, usually the chicken comes in when you know, one of your relatives goes, dinner!
Hey, watch out!
So remember, you could be sleeping under tents with no
doors.
Keep
that dinosaur handy, Rob. Saturday night at the favela. Oscar's family sitting out there enjoying a lovely caipirinha.
Oh, yum.
Suddenly the peace of the evening is broken out by, which sister was it? Tatiana.
Tatiana
says, what is that? I've got a... is this my... is this my hairpin that I have?
No! It's a dinosaur moth! It's a dinosaur moth! Oh, my God!
Took her away. She made her way back to camp. It was a miracle.
She didn't escape with her life.
That's this whole discussion started when I was talking about it being hot. Yeah. It's hot.
We have it too good in this country.
Mike, we'll now call it dinosaur hot. It's dinosaur hot.
Yeah. I grew up without air conditioning in my home. My childhood home, I had no air conditioning. I had a giant fan built into the ceiling, like a big one where you would throw a switch and a vent thing would open up. And this giant fan.
Oh, like an attic fan almost.
Oh, yeah, an exhaust.
You know what it was? It was cool. That'll move the air around. What that did, that sucked the hot air up to the second level of the two-bedroom cave
that
we lived in.
You lived in a vent.
Yeah.
I lived in a vent.
You were the hood above the oven. You lived inside that.
Yeah, you were basically living in the cabinet. You and the cornstarch.
Hey, you get that dinosaur ready again. And you know what the vent allowed? You know the big fan vent? You know what that allowed too, Rob? You'll love this.
What's that?
Dinosaur bats. Dinosaur bats coming in. Bats got in because of that, because bats loved it up there because it was nice and warm, just like the womb of their bat mother.
I hate bats because, you know, the thing is, Mike, bats will get in your hair and they'll lay eggs and you go crazy trying to get them out.
That's right. Okay, start the show, idiot. We're ready to go right now. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Corleone, Johnny's godfather. To the Italian people, that's a very religious, sacred, close relationship.
I respect that. Just tell him he should ask me anything else. But this is one favor I can't give him.
He never asks a second favor when he's been refused the first. Understood?
You don't understand. Johnny Fontaine never gets that movie. That part is perfect for him. It'll make him a big star. Now I'm going to run him out of the business. And let me tell you why. Johnny Fontaine ruined one of Waltz International's most valuable proteges. For 5 years, we had him under training, singing lessons, acting lessons, dancing lessons. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on her. I was going to make her a big star. And let me be even more frank. Just to show you that I'm not a hard-hearted man, that it's not all dollars and cents. She was beautiful. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world. And then Johnny Fontaine comes along with his olive oil voice and guinea charm. And she runs off. She threw it all away just to make me look ridiculous. And a man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous. Now you get the hell out of here. And if that goomba tries any rough stuff, you tell him I ain't no band leader. Yeah, I heard that story.
Thank you for the dinner and a very pleasant evening. Maybe your car could take me to the airport. Mr. Corleone is a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately.
Oh. You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
What can I do? What can I do?
What is that, man?
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know, and you get it. You do. You do. You really do. Nod. Yes. Thank you. TMOS. Always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. We'll get a little of that later on today's show with our mailbag. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are excited about this client. I'll tell you, Grove. Remember that name, please. I want to win for these people because, boy, do I love the stuff in Grove. If you are picky about what you use in your home, you need Grove. Grove is a brand new client on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we love them. They believe in a healthy, beautiful planet and a healthy, beautiful home, and it should be accessible to everyone. So they made it so easy to get the best healthy home and personal care products online and ship them right to your door. Here's what Grove does. They rigorously test and select only the best non-toxic products. Good for you, your family, and your planet. Grove brands include, and you'll know these names, yes. Mrs. Meyers, Method, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees. The packaging is beautiful on Grove, and when you open the box, it's amazing. The smell, it's phenomenal, and it's so clean, and clean. It's so good for you. And I got this package at the O'Mara household, and I may actually be cleaning.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I might be taking over. I might be
Look
taking
this.
Over.
This is huge.
Breaking news.
With Grove, you're in total control, customizable auto shipments delivered to your home, and you can pause or cancel at any time. You're not required to stay with it. You can get the Grove products and select from their wide variety of them. They're phenomenal, and the convenience is unbeatable. Grove is so cool, and I've told Carla, the Mrs. Meyers products up here, everybody loves them. If you've never smelled the Mrs. Meyers products and looked at the ingredients and see what they do for the planet, you're going to love the products they use on Grove. They are committed to this. Find out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. It's easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. Right now, our listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and a bonus gift by going to grove.co, not .com. I'm apologizing right away for that. grove.co/TMOS. Remember, it's not grove.com. Okay? It's not grove.com. It's grove.co/TMOS. I'll give it to you one more time. grove.co/TMOS, not grove.com. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home, and the products are super cool. I asked my wife, I said, why are you so excited about this? She said, smell the house.
Smell it.
Smell the house, you big dinosaur mosquito. She loved the products. And you know, listen, I think it's really
link on the website as well.
Yeah,
to point out to our listening audience that every time we get a new client like this and we get excited about it, we want you to do the same thing. And it's worked for some of our clients now, and we're really excited about that. Grove is another one of them, and it's really they care about the planet. And after
love
we're
it.
Talking about 92 degrees up in a place where 78 used to be the high temperature up here, just think about that for a while. Really, we don't want to burn up our planet. And I think when they're environmentally friendly products as well, and they're safer for your family,
sure.
Grove has them. So that's my spiel I wanted to say. You were waving your hand wildly there.
I was going to say, and Oscar beat me to it, is that if you have any trouble, just click through on our website. There's a button right on top.
Very Correct good. Link. All right, let's open up that mailbag because it's not about us. It's about you,
it's ladies and gentlemen. You.
Whenever I play this, I always think about all the songs that Chris Freitas has declined for use on Political Persuasions for when he does letters. I think he would hate that one most of all.
I enjoy it.
I do too. He would say, you know what? Not hip.
Oh, who cares what he likes? All right, now tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It
hey,
is.
Guys. Last weekend, my wife guilted me into taking her and two of our three teenage children to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Ooh, I heard it's beautiful.
Without traffic, it's about a 2.5-hour drive from Sacra Tomato. And we had a nice 6-hour drive. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
So it took them a lot longer. That's not cool when you're planning on 2.5.
Not so
beautiful. Six is like you're going somewhere for a long time.
Yeah.
You're not doing a day
That's
trip.
That's not a day trip.
As a bonus, now my wife knows what a balloon knot is.
Oh, no.
Our show.
Ta-da!
Our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. We're here all week. Seriously, she almost spit coffee all over my dashboard hearing that. Thanks for all the years of funny Mark in West Sacramento. I could end the mailbag right there.
Yeah, that's a good
one. That is my kind of letter right there. I just wanted to share the joy in my heart from discovering that Mike and Rob are on the air again. What? I am an old guy, and I go way back to listening to Don and Mike in Sacramento. In fact, I even attended your Las Vegas-style show in Wheatland/Sacramento. Was that the amphitheater?
I think that was the big amphitheater, yeah.
That was the big one. Now on to the fruitcake thing. I currently have multiple myeloma. That's not good. And take regular meds for pain. I was wondering, or as Elvis might have pondered, I wonder if... I sent an ounce of Mendocino cannabis. Might Rob and his dear mother whip up a special fruitcake for me? Are you trying to get us arrested? Are you trying? I know you're dealing with health issues, but are you trying to get us busted? Well, you know, it wouldn't be me. So would your mom and you whip up a pot cake for this guy?
I think that might have been a much more viable option when her husband was alive. But I think we that ship has sailed. So we will cordially
Not involved in that, sir. We are following regulations.
Michael from Davis, California writes this letter. Michael, I'm going to have to tell you something. Good luck with your battle. And when you get the fruitcake from Rob Spiewak, what you do is you just like grind it up or something and put a. I don't know. I'm sure you can inject it
into
the food.
Here's what you do. In California, it's legal.
Here's what you do.
So you could just go get some icing that's infused with cannabis and throw it right on there.
Not icing, whipped cream. Put it in whipped cream.
Put it in the whipped cream and put it on the fruitcake. Yeah. Your problem is solved.
And
thank
you'll be
you.
Fat and healthy.
We just gave him a serious answer. We got a little pot stress there. A message for Rob regarding it's a mad, 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 mad world. Where did you get the 4K reconstructed, remastered version? I would like to get a copy and watch. Thanks, Billy Crist.
Well, Billy, I actually went on our Amazon page through MikeOmaraShow.com. You can still get it. What you need to look for is the Criterion Edition. There's a few still out there. It's about $32, loaded with extras. A really good bargain if you like the movie. Worth the cash. So look for the Criterion Edition.
It's nice.
Chris Casinario. Chris Casinario Hartsfield. Okay. You got a middle name like that, and you're putting three names together?
I think Casinario.
How difficult do you want my job to... What?
I think Casinario.
Casinario.
Yeah, I think.
Chris Casinario. But then there's a third name.
Well, she's from the land of three-name people.
So Casinario would be her middle name, and it was just so scary good she wanted to keep it in her full name?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe when she took a husband, she wasn't so sure. She wanted to hold on to that maiden name.
Chris Casinario Chris Casinario Hartsfield writes, they have just announced that Chrissy Metz and I knew she was a mobber. They have just announced that Chrissy Metz and Barb from Stranger Things are starring together in a Netflix movie. Ha! The Rob Spiewak Dream Team. Worth it! Of course, Chris Casinario, Sacco and Vanzetti, blah, blah, blah.
It's softcore, this movie.
Hey, guys, so I had a big birthday on August 6th, and I treated myself to the big fruitcake super premium package. God bless you for that.
Thank you.
Could I please get Tom Brokaw's opinion of my purchase and perhaps a birthday greeting as well? Thank you, sirs. Jim Shaffrin. Can we see if Tom's out in the green
room
right
now? Do we need to spin for
no,
this?
No, we're not spinning anymore. Right. I'm tired of spinning. Let's Tom, could you come in here? Tom, could you come in here, please?
There he is.
Tom Brokaw. NBC. This is Tom Brokaw. I never sexually harass anyone.
Right.
I didn't. And besides, I'm at the Twilight. Why deal with this? But I'd like to talk about Rob Spiewak Insurance futures on the Mike O'Mara Show. Jim Shaffrin enjoyed a super premium package.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Tom Brokaw.
Hey, Tom, you know one of the best ingredients in the fruitcake is?
What?
Candied lemon peel.
There's nothing more delicious in a Rob Spiewak holiday fruitcake than candied lemon peel.
Good job!
And what's the other fruit that you use? What's it called?
Oh, well, there's also citron. There's raisins.
Citron. Citron and the Rob Spiewak holiday few character creatures.
A lot of pineapple.
With lemon peel and citron. Pineapple.
Yes.
And plenty of delicious holiday goodness.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw saying, thank you, Jim Shaffrin, and happy birthday. Hope you enjoy your fabulous lemon peel fruitcake. Thank you and good night, everyone.
Hello, friends. Next letter. I've lived in Shenzhen, China for the past 7 years. And I will soon move back to Sacramento with my wife and two dogs. I've listened since the 90s because you guys are the best on any continent. Isn't that beautiful?
So nice.
China. All the way from China.
China.
I love making memes of Oscar's big dome. So please share more pics of him on the TMOS fan group. The TMOS fan group makes it sound so legit.
It does.
It? By the way, my wife Sophie hates Oscar's laugh, but then again, so do I. He's got an Oscar agenda.
He does.
He wants to make memes of Oscar. He hates Oscar's laugh.
I might have met this gentleman when we were in China.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I love it when Oscar gets frustrated with himself at mispronouncing words. It's very endearing and relatable. Last week, I was ordering new glasses when I was asked what features I'd like. I told the salesperson that I wanted for the lenses to turn dark in sunlight. You know, transgression lenses. I honked a big loogie on the floor and said, sorry for my transition. Immediately, I knew I had made a mistake and should have said transition lenses inside my head. I heard Oscar say, damn it! The sales clerk was either oblivious, probably so, or very nice and waited until I was gone to have a good laugh. Ah! That's from Karen in Arlington, Virginia. Hi, guys. In a few weeks, we'll be loading up the car and making the 11-hour ride up to the great state of Maine with our two young sons. Come on in. Everybody else is here. We don't have any plans, just planning on seeing where the days take us in Bar Harbor. Oh, that's wonderful. Mike, do you have any suggestions on places to go and places to eat? Yes, I do. There is a place called Ruth and Wimpy's that is over here on my side, and it's really, really yummy. There's a place called Tracy's Seafood that's really rustic. It's super. There's nothing fancy about that. It's just a room with tables, but it's really delicious, and have the clam chowder there. Looking forward to listening to the show on the drive and can't wait for the holidays when I get to finally enjoy my first fruitcake. Love the show. It's one of the best parts of my day. Julie H. of Baltimore, Maryland. Julie, I hope you have a great time up here in the great state of Maine.
What's the ice cream place that has the lobster ice cream in Bar Harbor?
I'm not going to recommend it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it slipped.
I'm sorry to hear that. It was great when we went.
By the way, nice little exchange yesterday. I took my daughter out for lunch. We were over in Bar Harbor, and my wife and I, I'm doing the Weight Watchers points now.
Sure.
And just a wonderful exchange when I was saying, well, how many points is an ice cream cone? And Carla gets this face on her that's like, and then she proceeds to like do this deep dive into every single detail. And I'm like, by the end of her spiel, I said, well, I guess it's official. I won't be having that at all then.
Oh.
Thank you. But it's okay. Thank you. Hello, Rob, Mike, Oscar, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom, and Eager Interns. Matt is not with us today. He's having dental surgery or something like that.
An emergency dental appointment. By the time he left here yesterday.
What is an emergency dental? Is he having oral surgery or is it an emergency? You called me yesterday at 3 o'clock to tell me. It's that bad? Is he still like in the chair? What is emergency dental procedure?
His appointment is at 10 o'clock this morning, I believe. And when he left here, he had a frozen water bottle that he was holding to his face. He could barely talk. He's in pain.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know what? Somehow we're getting by.
I actually said if it were me, I'd
stay in there for 2 days and get everything fixed.
Well, no, I don't know, but I would go. I would. The fact that he came into work was cool. I was like, thank you for coming into work. But I would have gone to the dentist and just waited in the lobby until they fixed the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is the proactive approach. Dentists don't like that, but eventually they're going to say, okay, we'll get to this now.
Right. Exactly. Well.
But he's there today. He'll be back tomorrow.
I hope he made the clear choice.
I checked in with him. He said nothing is being amputated yet.
Good.
So.
All right. Well,
I hope he varnish the problem and put a clear veneer on it. Yes.
Really hope he tends to it.
We all get there eventually. We're like, oh, that really was a problem. We got to fix that.
Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom, and Eager Interns. Once upon a time, I was exploring a brand new app called iTunes. I clicked Talk Radio, and after buffering, the very first thing that came out of the laptop speakers was Arnold Schwarzenegger yelling, "Let me show you my veiny ass so you can suck it."
It's funny.
Back then, there were no downloads, no podcasts, no listen later, just a terrestrial radio live stream. We are talking appointment listening here. A few months later, the KJFK link suddenly disappeared from iTunes, and I lost track of Mike O'Mara programming. Fast forward to 2014, when a Patton Oswalt tweet promoting his appearance on something called the Mike O'Mara Show podcast appeared in my Twitter feed. Reunited, and it feels so good. I was all in. Some quick advice. If you are listening to the sound of Mike's voice right now, but are on the fence about entering those credit card digits, stop what you are doing and go purchase that bonus show subscription. Without it, you're missing out on an entire dimension of the TMOS ecosystem. Take it from a recent bonus show subscriber. It's cheap at twice the price. That is so sweet. Colin Lowry from Austin, Texas. I was talking to an ER doc from Austin the other day, talking about how cool that part of the world
Have
is.
You ever
and
been?
I was talking, hold on. I was talking to him about you know, we love our destination cities.
Austin,
Texas might be kind of cool someday. Mm. Might be fun. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to ask if you'd ever been there because it's always been a bucket list city for me. Great music city.
Dallas and Houston, that's it for me and most of the time in the airport. So Houston, 45 minutes in a cab, anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah, excuse me, call the front desk and go, I need to, does the hotel have a gift shop in the lobby? They say, yes, Mr. O'Meara. Okay, all right. And by the way, Mr. O'Meara, that's a 45-minute cab ride.
To the gift shop.
Hey, guys, last letter here. I just wanted to drop a quick note. First, I don't know what I'd do without the show. Listening to the podcast is my favorite thing to do, so I give back as much as I am able. Amazon Harry's bonus show, and soon, a fruitcake. Second, I realized something today. God bless our listeners for that. I like not only do I like you when you support, but when you mention it to us, it's great, too. Makes us feel good. Second, I realized something today because I am a rube. I am a sucker for the various Modelo beer commercials that seem to run nonstop on TV these days. The realization is this. I am unable to pronounce Modelo in my head without doing Mike's impression of Jack Kent Cook. As a 39-year-old Buffalo Bills fan, I have absolutely no reason to even know who that guy was. But now, especially during the summer, I find myself saying, Modelo. Quite a bit. Third, you are my number one podcast. All others are a distant second and third. I'll say it again. Don't know what I'd do without you guys. Thanks for everything. That's all. John Edwards. Oh, a politician likes the show.
A disgraced politician loves the show.
That is absolutely wonderful. Nice, thank you. Okay, we're a little late, but we're not too late.
No, we can fix this.
When we come back, we'll discuss Oscar's sneaky vacation schedule right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Fruitcakes, get your fruitcakes. Oh, it's your Paisan Paulie. And did you ever wish you won a Rob Spiewak Fantabulous Fruitcake? Well, have no fear. Fruitcakes are now for sale over here. That's right, TMOS family. You can now purchase one or more of these moist liquor-laden beauties. Just head over to the Mike O'Meara Show website where you'll see the fruitcake banner. There you can buy one or more
banner,
for yourself.
Banner.
Hey, how about giving one as a gift for that special someone? There's also the Christmas miracle where you P1s get a hand-signed letter from the boys. So don't hesitate. Your fruitcake awaits. Now let's get back to the jolliest of them all, our very own Santa Claus, Papa Mike.
That guy.
The best.
I
love
it. I do too.
I love that we get a couple. They're rough at the beginning, and then they get better and better. Yep. And now he knows the rhythm of the show, and he kicks it to me. Paulie, God love bless it. You. That's awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Quip. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. I could give you an example of that. He's not here today.
That's fine.
Most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. So what makes Quip so different? Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, but still packs the big vibrations to clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Quip's subscription plans deliver new brush heads on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to the mirror and serves as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. Everyone loves Quip.
Love it.
They were on Oprah's O-List. They were named one of Time's best inventions, and Quip is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the ADA. That, you rubes, is the American Dental Association.
That's
okay?
Right, Mike. That's right.
They have a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers. I'm showing my teeth.
It's a video
Quip
day.
Starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now.
When?
Right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, getquip.com/TMOS. Programming note.
Yes, noted.
For everybody, tomorrow we will be interviewing Mr. Leonard Maltin on the show. So I will not be here for the show because I am going to my second job, and I could not resolve the scheduling conflict. Therefore, my moonlighting job will take precedence for probably the only time during the year over my day job doing this podcast. I will be out on Mr. Zach's overtime boat hauling lobsters all day tomorrow. That is a lie. My daughter will be hauling lobsters, and I will be sitting in a chair falling asleep.
What is your call time? What is your call time for the lobster boat?
5 a.m.
Who got to be on the dock at 5?
I think we're being picked up at 5:15, so we will leave the house at 5 a.m. and be on the dock at 5:15, and then out there, and we'll see how the fishing is. By golly, we'll see if we can get some multiple traps with 4 or 5 in a trap like that, and it'll be my friend Zach and his stern man Jordan, who's also his brother, and Elizabeth and her friend Rachel, and yours truly. Mrs. O'Mara says nay. Not as nautical as the rest of the family, but Elizabeth, this is going to be Elizabeth's second year doing this, and it's going to be my third.
That's quite a crew on the boat. Is it a boat big enough for it?
It's an honor to be. It's massive. It's
okay.
Fun. It's absolutely. But the honor of being, allowing.
You're a green horn again.
Yeah, this, don't throw that thing away.
Yeah, and the great thing about Elizabeth is that that was what I did. I assisted.
Right.
And I don't want to do that again. It works too hard. I just sit there.
So what you're saying is that tomorrow you'll be taking a boat ride.
Well, I didn't want to put it like that.
It's being a good dad.
That's true. The kids love it.
Yeah, came up
and
family.
I thought Elizabeth. Look, the whole scheduling thing with our vacation schedule, with you going where you're going,
exactly.
And we get 2 weeks. We take 2 weeks of vacation during the summer, and then Oscar did his. Now you tell me, Rob Spiewak, yes. Doesn't he conjure with the schedule? All of a sudden, I'll be cruising along, and all of a sudden, oh, bam! By the way, I'm going away for 3 days.
I don't say that he conjures, but he has.
I think he's a sorcerer.
But he has a
system.
I think
he's a friggin'
wizard.
What
he will do is he will announce the vacation, get approval about 9 or 10 months in advance.
Is that what it is?
And then respring it like days before.
Okay, all right.
But luckily, we can move forward without him. We shall persevere. We'll do okay. And he's earned it.
Fine.
I mean, I will never begrudge him his time off. None of us begrudge each other our time off.
You're going away next week?
I leave this Friday afternoon.
All right, so you're going away.
I do the shows on Friday, and then I get on a plane.
Now, there's a little conjuring there.
Your body language says you're spoiling for a fight. Go ahead. Lay it on me.
I told you, Mike. I told you 9 times.
Mike, you're not a detail guy. I'm not going to fight with you.
Yeah, thank God for everybody. Thank God for our operation that I'm not a detail guy. If I was a detail guy, you'd be working for Steve Jobs, and wouldn't that be miserable?
Yeah.
No, I'd be making a lot more money. It'd be great. So,
hey, but you are wearing a black T-shirt today.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's there. All right.
So it's similar to all working with Steve Jobs.
Now you're ganging up. Now you're up because you're in the room with him, and he's going to pick on me now.
Okay? No, he won't. No,
I am.
Can I stop you before you start your spiel, which is normally going to be directed? I'm not attacking anybody. Rob Spiewak, I yield to you here.
Okay.
You tell me what you remember before when did he spring it on us? Yesterday was the update?
Day before yesterday?
It was a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
The reminder. When did he pop off with that one? I'm going
to
be going.
The reminder had to have been yesterday because it was Monday. But I remembered that you were going to take some time.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was.
I thought we were going to do it all differently this summer. I thought it was going to be different, but that's all right. And so what? What?
What? What?
So
what?
My vacation schedules are always different because I'm on scholarship with my family. So I go with.
So the family dictates.
They dictate, and I try to accommodate. What they wanted was for me to take the entire week off, and I said, no, I can take 3 days at the beginning or the second half of the week. You decide. It's your vacation home when I come up. And they said,
oh, so if in a perfect world, Elizabeth would have arrived and you would have had the week with your family when Rob was going away on his listener-supported charity.
Yes.
The same way I went to the charity golf tournament.
Yes.
It was not a charity golf. It was a charity for me that he went. So yours is not next week, but the week after.
The week of the 20th. We depart on Sunday. Yeah.
And that's, by
the way, I requested that week initially because I knew he was going away. And I was brought back with, no, that's not the case. What we're going to end up doing now is having you decide which 3 days
so
you want to go.
The schedule, and I don't want to confuse him because I'll take crap about it, is
we're
that
on
the
all
show,
next week.
Yes. We're on all next week, and then the following week we are not. So that, and then that'll be it through the holiday season, all the way up to the holidays. We will be with you. We will be doing our live show in Las Vegas. Everything is on schedule, but
absolutely
not next week, but the week after. Rob and I will be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yes.
While you're gone next week,
you'll have guest hosts in this chair.
We're gonna have guest hosts.
See, I'm not gonna leave you high and dry.
Well, I know we talked to my friend from Political Persuasions.
Yeah,
Chris Freitz will join us on Tuesday,
so I'm
aware of that.
We've got feelers out to
guest
hosts.
You can choose for Monday or Wednesday. Sarah Fraser would like to come in and sit in for
a
day.
That's a lock. I love that woman and would love to get her. So that's
she's actually in Maine right now, so she'll come back with Maine stories.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to seeing her. And where are you off to?
I'm going to Cape Cod, Mike.
Oh,
yeah.
That's close to me.
Yeah.
If you drive 6 more hours, you can come up and see me. Yeah.
How's the weather in Cape Cod right now? Beastly hot?
Didn't even look.
I'll check right now.
It's hot. It's hot everywhere. It's hot in North America. It's hot in the world.
Right.
It's hot in the world.
The world. The world is hot.
I've never been to Cape Cod, so it should be interesting, even though I've spent enough time in Boston to feel like I should have at least gone for the day. It's going to be a nice experience. I think we talked about it here on the show briefly, where my brother had purchased a vacation home. Well, you know,
because he's loaded.
You're living the American dream when an immigrant kid can buy a home with his family in Hyannisport, right?
And this is are they still in Orlando? Is that
My other brother. This brother lives in Boston.
This is Jose.
Yeah,
he lives
in Boston.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Jose still lives and works in Boston.
Jose lives in Boston, yes.
Jose lives in Boston, and he bought a place down. So he can drive to that on the weekends and stuff
like
that.
Yes, that's what they do every weekend.
Have you been to this?
This just in, sunny in Cape Cod right now and 82 degrees. When Oscar's there over the weekend, you're looking at a daytime high of 83 degrees.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms over the weekend.
Yeah, that's not bad for a high temperature. Not bad at all.
Sunrise 5:41, sunset at 7:50.
All right. God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Yes, Mike.
You've been to this house before, right?
I've never been.
Okay, is it on the water? Is it close to
the water? It's near
the water.
It's like a block away from the water.
Because, you know, with the temperature and sea level, you might wake up one morning and say, you know, Oscar. Oscar.
He said you could walk to the
beach. Time for breakfast.
This is Pablo.
I can't come to the pool right now because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
He said you can walk to the beach, which I'm looking forward to. What I'm really looking forward to is installing the new sconces. And
did you mail them? Did you mail them yet?
I asked my wife. I don't know if she did.
Well, you know she didn't.
Probably not.
Of course not.
I also would like you, and let me tell you sincerely, and I will say it publicly. All right, and you're going to love this
because
fits right into the branding of yourself. Well, you always brand yourself as Mr. Worky Worky.
Yeah, he is Worky.
I think Oscar explained to me that he's taking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He's coming back, and then the week that the show is off, he's going to be in here making the technical adjustments. Mm-hmm. I hope that you find a little downtime either with this show or Podcast Village or anything. I think you need more than that little three. I want you recharging your batteries
for the sprint
through the fall.
Yes,
I agree.
I want you to be good to yourself.
If you remember,
I want you to be kind to yourself. Let me just finish.
Yes.
Other than that, what I'm going to get is you and Todd Moore, and it's not a vacation to start drinking at 10 a.m. and all the way till 2 in the morning the next day and then come back to work on Monday and be like,
great weekend.
You don't feel that was a rechargeable thing?
No, that is not. That is damaging. He damages his psyche. Well, look what's happened to Todd Moore, okay?
I know,
Todd Moore's online defending Alex Jones right now. You don't think that's booze-addled,
for
Christ's sake?
He's a broken man, this Todd Moore.
I suggest you go take Shannon to a mountaintop retreat.
Yes.
Go to Nemeca thing, the Nemecalin thing.
Echolin.
Go up there and just get a body massage and just enjoy your life.
That's
nice.
Really
the last time we took vacation on the show.
Or you can go to the Von Trapp Lounge. Lodge.
Thank you. You're just full of pee and vinegar today. What, an HBO call and give you the regular gig? What's going on?
No.
Right.
Holding out for more money.
I think the last time we took a vacation was when we initially redid all the cameras here.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I haven't had. This is my first vacation of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is that right or wrong? That's
no,
about
you've
right.
You've taken another one. You've taken little mini breaks.
4 days is more than enough, Mike. 4 days is more than enough.
I just worry. I want you know.
Mike,
he's
he can get
back.
Twice the relaxation in half the time because he knows what he's doing. He's going to focus.
How excited are you? And we really should pause for a second because I did when I was going to the Masters. How excited are you for this wonderful fan group that
I'm out of my
has
mind.
Provided you and your family. And look, I'm going to be honest. I don't care who knows about it. This is something Rob wouldn't have done on his own. It's expensive to do it. And the fact that they were able to pull this off and send you and Robert and Julia and your lovely wife down, I think you're going to have a fantastic time. I've heard nothing but great things.
I was going through this. I mean, Disney is the highest rated cruise line out there. And I was going through the paperwork as we're getting close. I had to get
services, everything.
Get my paperwork together, make sure my papers are current. And I read the letter again, and I was reminded, it was underscored to me, the fact that they did this in celebration of Robert's being 10-year cancer-free.
Yes.
And as I said when they presented me, which was a total surprise, I said, you know, guys, this is almost not fair. This is almost like a punch below the belt because it's really hitting me in the feels. And I was very, very overwhelming. And it's something that I dealt with this summer when we took the kids to King's Dominion. We're not going to have many family vacations.
Oh, this is it, man.
Anymore.
Yeah, this is the big one. Just, this is Julia's a
senior. She's a senior this year. And so I'm really going to really cherish every moment of it. I cannot wait. It's going to be so
nice.
I
have instructions for you on your little break when you go on the Disney cruise, okay? And this is just a personal thing for me. And if you want, you can. I'm not going to make you because it's your decision. But if you'd like to do your boy a solid, I'd like you to do one thing for me when you're on that cruise.
Name it.
I'd like you to gain about it. 15 pounds. That's what I'd like. Thank you very much. That's what I want for
you. It's funny you should say that.
Load up on the midnight. I'm talking, when you are having that moment of will, where you're saying, I really shouldn't. Just remember this, that Mike's saying to you, go ahead. Go to the midnight buffet. Knock your socks off.
You know, it's funny you should say this. This is the Disney boat that has a water slide that actually goes around the edge of the boat, the entire edge of the boat. And I was looking at it, a point of view video of it with Carrie, and I said, how are they going to get me out when I get stuck?
There's the schedule. I believe we have literally, including my day tomorrow, we have mentioned every day that the show will be modified
a
little bit.
It's a full week of shows this week.
That's transparency, people, okay? Mm-hmm. For those nudges that are out there.
Don't be a nudge.
Then we're back, baby. We're back.
All right. We'll
and
come
no
back
vacations, including Christmas.
That's right.
When we get back.
Two shows on Christmas and a matinee.
My ass. My ass. We'll be right back.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea, your heartthrob from the Italian mob.
Have you ever thought to yourself,
the one thing missing in my life is a nice Italian cannoli? Well, you've come to the right place. In an effort to please the female audience, the Michael Maris Show is letting me have my own show, but I won't be alone.
That's right! Dan the Fan Man here to tell you about our new show, Cannoli and the Cream. Our brand new radio show that has everything. Hijinks, low jinks, and in-between jinks.
I am the cannoli as I am tempting, Italian, and oozing for you.
And because I'm white, I'm the cream. And that's about it.
So come and listen to our new show, Cannoli and the Cream. And get it while it's still warm and bursting at the seams.
Available on the Less Broadcast Network.
Chocolate.
Okay, that's a little gross. Welcome back to the Michael Maris Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's the calm before the storm, so listen up. There is an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month, and they do this by offering the absolute lowest price. Rates.
They'll save money.
Thank you. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for. Send this right out to Cornerstone First Financial.
I'll put it on a record for them. We'll press it to vinyl.
So many in the TMOS listening land, we know you're going to love Cornerstone First Financial because they're friends of ours. I promise you, they will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website, ladies and gentlemen, or you can call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing this,
ooh,
and I'm doing this, and
you've
I'm
left us.
See me?
No, you went away.
We've lost you. Mr.
Oh, you
O'Mara?
Had me?
Okay, we had you.
We had you.
We had you at hello.
I don't know what's going on.
You had me at cannoli.
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
We see a little logo. It says Mike has left the call.
All right, hold on. I'm going to
fix it. Was it something we said?
I'm going to fix it. I can fix it. My dad's got a bitchin' set of tools.
A good set of tools as you get older, you realize, man.
Yeah, wasn't Spicoli's dad, wasn't he a television repairman? And
yes!
they said he was going to be able to fix a car with a television repairman.
Do you see
me?
We see you.
Well, I don't see you, and I haven't seen you for 20 minutes.
Oh. Wow, that's
the problem I was trying to talk about there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It's very, very exciting. I have another thing to go to tonight. That's
a thing.
A charity do?
It's a do. It's what they do up here. And it's here it is. Fat people, like myself, don't truly enjoy standing.
True.
My family
so true.
Adores standing. My family, if you would allow my family, they would stand at a movie. They would stand at a bar and throw the bar stools away. They would stand all day because they're all much more physically fit than I am. I do not like to stand, especially in 3,000% humidity, okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm a fat guy. Now, you go to these little things, like there was an outdoor concert up here, a nice little band they had, the regular thing we do on Monday night, and there are thousands of fat people sitting in little camp chairs, and then there's the picnic tables with all the people that think we're above sitting, so we're just going to stand and talk and stand. There's a perfectly good chair or a perfectly good picnic table sitting over on the corner, and nobody's sitting at it. And I just want to, this message is from me, your boy, Mike O'Mara, sending this out to my family. For the love of God, put your ass down in a chair once in a while.
Set an example. Now, I have a question. You said that your family loves to stand. Your family, as a rule, physically fit. But you also said there's thousands of fat people. What is the ratio?
They're people from everywhere at this thing. It's not just my family. It's like now everybody's up here on vacation. Who knows where they're from? But they have a little free concert for everybody. Mm-hmm. So everybody comes in and does this. And you see people that bring what are called the camp chairs. They're the full. Everybody knows. You get them at the beach.
Yeah.
You go watch the fireworks with them. I've got one. I'll be bringing it on the boat to sleep while my sister's doing it. There you are. Hi, boys.
Hello.
Nice to see you. I literally, it is so hard for me to do this show when I can't see you. It's really
you were doing a great job. Pretty impressive.
I have three camp chairs, Mike, that I custom ordered from from Thornton Mellon's outfit.
Thornton Mellon's big and fat.
I do have a plus sized camp chair that I have. That's I had to make sure it has my weight plus a little more, and I was heavier at the time. So anyone up to 400 pounds could use this camp chair.
Oh my God!
It's not. It's any camp
chair.
Made out
of carbon fiber.
Super fatty one, you know, stuff like that. But last night I'm holding my niece's beautiful baby Sam in my arms, and I was standing, and I finally said, you know, I love holding this baby, and it'll be a lot more fun if I park it. And then I park it, and then you know, one of the other mommies comes over and says, let me see the baby. And I'm like, okay, because now my arm's getting tired. And so I'm sitting down, and somebody walks over to me, I don't know which family it was, but so it maybe been a friend, and says, so what are you doing? And I don't know if I snapped to them, but I looked up, I said, I'm sitting. Like all the other families over there like that. And then it's fine. If that's the biggest problem I have, my life is full. Yeah. My life is complete. Life is grand. Life is wonderful.
But family
is
about
terrific.
Fitting in, because you should, when you are with your family, you should be at home. You should be among like-minded people. Mm-hmm. You should be around people that look like you.
Right.
Sit down. Sit down for Mike. That's I will put this out to them. Sit.
Well, tonight I'm going to one of these things at a person's house that I don't know, and I know everyone again. It's going to be 1,000% humidity, and everyone's going to be standing. And I have kind of reached my point of no. This is not me, okay? I'm not one of these guys.
Right.
I'm not one of these guys that goes to these things. Someone, it might have been my sister, put me on a list, and suddenly the mailbox is full, and we're getting and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, that's great. I know you. You've got the big place with all the okay.
You're a
vague
acquaintance that I don't care for.
Yeah, but so I will do it, and I even plan on being kind. So that's it.
Can you
be
kind, Mike?
People. Yes. Can you be kind, Batman? Can you be kind? Maybe I should just do that. Maybe I should throw caution to the wind and affect not the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice, but just a slight accent.
Oh, that'd be fun. Oh,
but if you're European, but they couldn't tell where you were from.
Yes.
A nondescript European accent. Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to know enough people at this thing that come up to me and say, hello, Michael.
Oh.
Hello, Michael. Hello, 3-year-old Michael. Hello. Hello, person that doesn't like me and I don't like them. Hello.
Yeah.
Anyway, should be big fun. But I really would love, I would love to do that. I would love, if I knew no one, just to say, this is a lovely house you have.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
this is such a beautiful kitchen.
Yeah.
What a beautiful view. This is wonderful. Isn't this, it's a little warmer than I'm accustomed to, but thank you so much for being here. That's right.
So great. You use that voice and then someone comes up to you and say, what do you do for a living? You say, I founded Trivago.
That's right. And how about if somebody, Rob, and I promised Rob this, how about if somebody brings a lovely tray of hors d'oeuvres over to me and said, how is the canapé? And I said, that's a bingo! Chassala! Chassavala! That's a bingo! We'll take a break and I'll come back. I didn't even plan on that.
Very organic.
Happened.
Yes, it did.
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Malley Show.
Informed, intelligence, irreverence, political persuasions. And now, here's Chris.
Hey, it's Chris Reitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I dissect the tweet of the week. That's Donald Trump calling on Attorney General Sessions to end the Russia investigation. Is that obstruction? Plus, we take a look at the president rolling back Obamacare and fuel efficiency standards, and I tell you what it's like to be heckled by Trump supporters. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now.
When?
If you right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day? Is it a camera?
It is not, but as mentioned on yesterday's radio program, it is the Ye album by Kanye West that's available on vinyl, 180-gram vinyl. It sounds fantastic. If you're a vinyl enthusiast, you want something current, pick this up. It's cheap, $14.98 with Amazon Prime for a brand new album. And also, I got to say, if you want anything on vinyl, your first stop should always be Amazon. They beat prices left and right.
All right, the Ye album. I ain't gonna listen to it, but I can buy it for ye.
Buy it for ye!
Remember, the only way you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
News.
Hey, news.
Boo.
Coming soon. Rosie O'Donnell and Roseanne Barr have some similarities. They're both comedians. Their first names are basically the same. And on a quick glance, they might resemble each other a little bit, but maybe it isn't entirely shocking that people have confused them. Rosie says, quote, people have mistaken me for her. It's been really intense since her tweet storm. I've had black and brown people come over to me and say, you're not so funny now. You gonna say it in front of me, Roseanne?
Oh.
I'm Rosie O'Donnell. I'm the one who loves Tom Cruise and hates Donald Trump. They think I'm her. The people who have come up to me have been very disturbed and insulted by that one thing. Rosie and Roseanne are friends to a degree. Rosie says they talk on the phone and that she did reach out to Roseanne right after she sent out that tweet and encouraged her to delete it. So, well, that's nice that Rosie did that. And Rosie was all over TV last night doing some kind of
protest. She was doing a protest in front of the White House singing Broadway show tunes with...
Yeah, she had Broadway stars come down and do that. That's right.
I hear a lot about Roseanne calling people on the phone. Don't you think that if she got your number, she'd be a late night caller?
Oh, yeah.
Like about 10:45 phone. Hello?
I eat ice cream?
Anyway. Here's something sad. Even though he's old, Robert Redford is retiring from acting.
Oh, no.
Effective immediately. His last movie is called The Old Man and the Gun. It's described as a crime comedy, and it hits theaters next month.
Which role does he play?
I don't want him to go out, the gun or the old man.
Exactly.
I don't want him to go out on a comedy. I want him to do a heavy, beautiful drama like the ones I love. In an interview with Entertainment Weekly, Robert says, quote, Never say never, but I pretty well concluded that this would be it for me in terms of acting, and I'll move towards retirement after this because I've been doing it since I was 21. I thought, well, that's enough, and why not go out with something that's very upbeat and positive? Robert will turn 82 in 2 weeks. And this is not a rash decision. He will be missed. I've always been a massive fan. The Natural is like one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, The Sting is one of my favorite movies. And how long has it been since you've seen the movie The Candidate?
Oh, God. Probably last year. I probably watched it last year. It really holds up.
What's it about?
It's a political, not a thriller. It's like an examination of the political system. But it was so ahead of its time. It was the first time they did like an expose movie about the political system.
Wow.
And he's young and angry, and it's a great film.
Yeah. He kind of looks like a Kennedy, so it really works when you see that. Yesterday was kind of a good news, bad news day for Johnny Depp. First of all, reports surfaced that Disney is still developing a sixth Pirates of the Caribbean. Even though the last one, Dead Men Tell No Tales, was by far the worst performer of the franchise, it didn't do very well critically either. But as long as Johnny gets paid up front, he's not going to care, is he? Then came the bad news. City of Lies, that's the movie about Biggie and Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
That's been pulled from theaters just a month before it was supposed to be released. Weren't they promoing that, I thought?
If you walk into any theater in America, at least until yesterday, you would see a poster
trailers. Did they say why it was pulled?
Officially, there's no word on why, but The Hollywood Reporter is suggesting that all the bad press that Johnny's been getting lately would, quote, make any publicity campaign tough. Warner Brothers isn't worried, though. They're still planning to release Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald in November. And I look forward to talking to Leonard Maltin on tomorrow's show about all the modern CGI comic booky kind of stuff.
Now, that Biggie movie that got pulled, that had Robert Redford, right?
Yes, as the old man in the gun.
That's right.
Nike and General Mills, if you need more evidence that we are just all becoming toddlers, they just released the new limited edition pair of basketball shoes that are based on different cereals. They're all based on the basketball shoe line Nike makes for Kyrie Irving from the Celtics, because apparently he really likes cereal. He also genuinely believes the earth is flat. He's eclectic.
Yeah, he is eclectic. That's a good word for it.
The three new shoes are Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which are brown and covered in swirls.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Charms, which are bright red and have embossed. I don't know why I'm talking with a list, but I just decided to. Lucky Charms, which are bright red and have embossed pictures of the marshmallow shapes.
Nice.
Duh.
You know what? I think that the renewed interest in cereal, and I think it was sort of spurned by or sparked by Seinfeld. He ate a lot of cereal. Cereal might be the food of the idiot.
I think so. Kix are the other pair, which are fitted.
Lots of colors.
Fittingly for that cereal. They are pretty boring and just look like a bright yellow and blue shoe.
Yeah, but they're bright.
They're bright, right? And they're pretty.
Just
they're
like
pretty
the people who wear them. Anything for King Vitamin?
No, unfortunately.
Damn it.
Oh, the liners inside the shoes have pictures of the actual cereal on them.
That's terrific.
There are people out there that are going to stand in line for these shoes.
Of course.
Sneakerheads.
Yes, I know. Yes, there are people out there that will stand in line for lots of things.
Yeah, and then they'll wear them to the next Transformers movie.
The retail price is $120. Bargain.
That is
bargain.
Cheap.
They cost 11 cents to make. They're $120. Yeah. And Nike is going to release them on their SNKRS app. Sneakers app. That's Saturday. But for now, they're selling them at random pop-ups at basketball events in big cities.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, me too.
I was going
to
say.
Nothing to really say, is there?
Maybe you could sell them at like the diabetic clinic too.
That's exciting.
It's right up Adrian's alley. He would stand.
Now, I'm glad Robert's not doing that anymore.
I've got something valuable for you.
Okay? Excellent.
This is something especially for idiots. Brain freeze happens when something cold touches a bundle of nerves at the top of your mouth near the back. We've all gotten that headache. They're called your sphenopalatine ganglion.
Okay.
Sphenopalatine ganglion, or SPG for short, and turning your spoon upside down helps because it allows your tongue to heat up the ice cream a little bit before there's any direct contact with that group of nerves. What if the ice cream makes the spoon cold when it's upside down, huh?
Well, hold on. Brain freeze for me is not an ice cream phenomenon. I don't know that I've ever eaten ice cream fast enough to get a brain freeze.
Well, there's more. There's more. Just calm down. There won't really work with something like a Slurpee.
Yes.
It could still happen with ice cream even if you do the spoon trick. So we've also got three quick ways to get rid of brain freeze. This is something I might actually try.
Okay.
I don't know if it happens after the brain freeze has happened. Press your thumb up into the roof of your mouth to warm the nerves back up. If that's too gross, use your tongue. I'd put my thumb in there and go.
I've done it with my tongue before, and it is a good way to beat the brain freeze. Yeah.
Did you know that? Is that why you did it with your tongue?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't know the thing about the ganglions, but I knew that if you get the back of your throat warmer, it goes away.
The ganglions. That was a, I think that was a Scottish group in the 1980s, the ganglions.
They were great two-hit
well,
records.
I would run 500 miles. Breathe
Stay
with
alive.
Your hands. Breathe with your hands cupped over your mouth, which uses the heat from your breath to warm the nerves back up, or drink something hot. Well, if you're having a Slurpee, you're not going to have a hot coffee with you or something.
Have a Slurpee
like that,
and an
right?
espresso, please.
Warm soda.
But anyway, those are the three.
And I like
go out. Yes,
I liked when I was a kid when we would get the brain freeze.
Yeah.
But I liked it. It was so strange.
You're a weird dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
My brother and I would say we'd actually see who could get it faster.
Wow. Because it hurts. It's a really bad headache.
And then they would run home and take the door off the hinges. And now
we needed the breeze.
A little something something. You've probably heard of pheromones. Yeah. They're the chemicals we sweat out, and they're a big part of
what?
Nothing. Just don't. God damn it. I'm doing it more the older I get. I read ahead and I shouldn't.
No.
This is my kicker.
Let's all hear it at the same time.
All right. I'm going to start again.
Please.
You've all heard of pheromones. They're the chemicals we sweat out, and they're a big part of what makes different people attracted to us.
Right.
So this is taking it to the next level. And now there are pheromone parties. Before you go to one, you're supposed to wear a shirt for a few days and get it nice and sweaty. Then you put it in a bag and take it to the party. People take turns smelling everyone's sweaty shirts. And then they mark down who they're attracted to. After everyone's done smelling, you get to see whose shirt is whose. And then you can talk to people whose scents got you going. A woman who recently hosted a pheromone party in San Francisco says it's, quote, a different take on mating. So visceral, so subconscious, and sweaty. Don't forget sweaty. On a related note,
there's more.
Rofo's phone hasn't stopped ringing. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. That's not professional. That's not the way you're supposed to do it.
You know what's
that.
Amazing? I can see him right now. It's wonderful.
I'll be there at 8.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun. The Audio Vault right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hi, this is Grace the intern. College is right around the corner, and it's time for students to get prepared for school. But what I suggest is our parents consider doing their part. Campus cookies are fine, and care packages are nice, but what we hardworking students really deserve is to be treated like grown-ups. Reward our efforts with a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show will provide us with the much-needed humor between classes and an excuse to tune that annoying roommate out and listen to the voices that really matter. And did I mention the swearing? We love that So, Mom and Dad, please consider a bonus show gift subscription for your wary student by clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Let's be honest. We don't ever come to you guys looking for a handout, but times are tight. We need your help. But here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Mm.
We've talked about them for years, and frankly, they are every bit as good as you've heard, especially with a little cannabis whipped cream on them.
Nice.
A holiday treat unlike any other. Sweet, spicy, potent, and delicious. And now you can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Order now, and a fruitcake or fruitcakes, if you prefer, we'll be at your house in time for the holidays. Let's be clear. We are doing this because we need the fiscal support of you, the listeners. Our listeners that we value so very dearly. We are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for the tastiest holidays of your life. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. The future is now, and yes, we are having an effing bake sale.
Yes.
We need the money.
Why not?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak and his crazy, kooky little sads of selves.
Let's look north to our neighbors. They like to call it America's hat. It's Canada. And, you know, they have road rage in Canada, just like we have here in the States.
I didn't see the video, but I saw like a freeze of it, like horrible road rage incident.
Well, it's
right?
Not so horrible, but I love the way this is a Toronto cop. He's being interviewed on an overpass for a television show. And the reporter, you'll hear him say, he says, there's some road rage going on down there. So what happens is the cop just yells down to these two guys that are about to get in a fist fight. He's about 100 yards away. This is how they handle it in Canada.
There's a road rage incident just right there.
Hey! Now's the time. Hey! Get back in the car. Grow up. Sit down or you're going to get arrested. Both of you, grow up. Come on, boys. Move it.
I love that cop.
Everybody's a winner. Don't worry.
What everybody's a winner. Everybody's what a winner.
Rob, you gotta soften your stance, baby. That's Canada, man.
Oh, this is my takeaway
like
from
Super Troopers moment.
Here's my takeaway from that tape.
Come on, boys. Move it.
He sounds a little like a Broadway star there.
Come on, boys. Move it.
By the way, they run that Super Troopers promo all over DirecTV.
Yeah.
Like when they go, Zonda Vosha Bideva, Bonda Bideva, where they're the Canadian Mounties. I have to see that movie based on
it's
that
great.
Trailer.
It's a great movie. Okay, so.
Well, Mike, I love the movie. If you get a chance to see it, you'll like it.
Okay. Yeah,
you'll
like right. It looks funny.
And when you have it, have a liter of cola. In the mornings, I'm totally off the Today Show now. I don't watch the Today Show anymore. I've switched my full allegiance to Fox 5, our local affiliate, and they were just having a day today. The weather girl didn't have her clicker. Tucker didn't hit his mark. And we're just having a day, and this was my favorite moment. Steve Shenavy, who's the anchor and a great broadcaster, was trying to throw it to New York to talk to Tracy Carrasco, who's going to talk about business futures. Mm-hmm. And the shot was not set up. But she was on. So when he throws it to her, she looks so disinterested. He's trying to talk to her. She's literally playing with her phone while this is going on.
And she's, Mike, you should know for everybody in the audience, she's easy on the eyes.
Oh my God, she's a knockout. Yeah, yeah. She's really not Lauren Simonetti, who she replaced, but she's a good substitute. Anyway, here's Steve dealing with a bad tech day.
First, we'll check the markets. And joining us from Fox Business Network Studio, Tracy Carrasco. Hi, Tracy. Tracy?
I hear you. Are you there?
Hi there. We got you now, Tracy. All right. Good morning. It's good to see you this morning. Let's talk a little. Tracy, can you hear me or are you just here in the control room? Oh, no.
No, Steve.
Tracy, we need to hear you. All right. Here's the deal. We'll try to connect with Tracy. The markets right now, one of the big headlines on Wall Street.
What I love is that his co-anchor.
That's a smooth dude. That's a smooth dude, the way he does that.
He does.
That's a guy that's used to it. There's so many idiots that would go, hello?
Yeah.
Hello? He's covering it, and then he goes and he covers for her.
And I love that at one point, Allison Seymour just goes, oh, Steve. Just very quiet in the background. That is such a together outfit. I love their team.
Let me tell you, the good broadcasters never, ever mention the technical problems.
All right. That must be the case, Mike. Are you still listening to WORT 89.9 in Madison, Wisconsin?
Every single day. It's so cool. I love the jocks.
Well, there's one guy who didn't like the jocks. I said this to Oscar yesterday. Sunday morning, they were doing a show that had three hosts, and a guy came in and shot a disc jockey in the ass. Now, the disc jockey's
not cool.
The disc jockey's going to be okay, but this is the station manager discussing this anal firing.
We don't know why. That's quite a concern of ours. And we're not quite sure if it's a personal issue or a music issue.
So be careful about the records you play.
Wow.
Because you could get shot right in the ass.
I wanted another Ozzy record.
There's a Mr. Cerrito in the lobby.
Come on now. What are you doing?
I want some more Iron Maiden. 5 minutes. 5 minutes has passed.
The whole time I was reading that story, I just kept thinking of the people that would wait to see Liddy. After his show in the lobby,
well,
we had the weirdest people that would show up at JFK.
I think every radio station has a security door.
Oh, but Liddy, it was like every day. One day a guy showed up with a gun to ask if he could put a value on it.
Not WOHN in Herndon.
You know, no.
He could come drive by in a pickup truck, take a BB gun out in the bed of the truck and just shoot in the window. Go right through the cheap glass, you know.
Shattered.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Britney Spears had an off day. She was playing the Brighton Pride Music Festival in Great Britain, and she went to welcome the audience and forgot where she was. So you need to listen to the beginning of this tape where she turns to a background singer to ask, where are we?
Is it Brighton Pride or Britain Pride?
Brighton. Brighton. Because Brighton is a beach town.
I don't know enough
Great
about
Britain.
It.
All right, so here we go. Here's Britney not knowing where she is. Where are we?
What's up, Brighton Pride?
Good save. Yeah.
They're giving so much crap. I watch a ton of rock and roll documentaries, yeah. like the Eagles and everything, the Doobie yeah. Brothers. The tour schedule for a lot of these artists, it's insanity.
Yeah.
They're told where to go. They're told where to be. They're driven. They're waking up. They have to go to dress rehearsal, and you lose track of it because all the cities look the same. In stadiums.
I would rather hear what's up DC than what's up Bristol.
Oh, I hate that. They have no idea what Bristow is. Yeah,
Jiffy Lube
yeah.
live,
and they say Bristow, and you got it wrong, and you live here.
That's right.
Is it Bristol?
You said Bristol.
What is it?
Bristow.
It's Bristow. B-R-I-S-T-O. Bristow. It's Bristow, Virginia. That's yeah. where it is. It's not Bristol.
But not with an L?
No.
No.
Oh.
No. No.
No wonder you couldn't find the venue.
I for my entire life, I thought it was Bristol.
It's Bristol.
What it is, it's a sheet station and a music venue. That's the only thing in the town.
Yeah. Well, no, there's a lovely community called Amberley Station.
And you know what they say to the roadies when the
not
concert's...
Not too many of those around the country.
Mike,
right?
Do you know what they say to the roadies when the concert's over? They say,
come on, boys.
All right.
That's funny.
I don't have time to play the tape, but Oscar will be pleased to know that Becca chose Garrett.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did watch last night.
He proposed. She said yes. Yes, I'll marry you.
And they're going to live separately to start. That bodes for a solid marriage, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. They'll do very, very yeah. well. Good luck to them.
And then he said to his ushers at the wedding,
come on, boys. Move it.
Oh, and also, let's close with this. We would be not doing our job if we didn't congratulate Steven Seagal on his recent promotion.
The Russian Foreign Ministry posted this on Twitter. Steven Seagal, who is a Russian citizen, has been appointed as a special representative of the Russian Foreign Ministry in charge of the hashtag Russia-U.S. humanitarian ties. It's amazing. Between Donald Trump, Dennis Rodman, and Steven Seagal, our foreign policy is now being dictated by the guest list for the grand opening of a Planet Hollywood in 1991.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you've got a message or Tuesday mailbag item, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS 32101 Washington, D.C. 20007. That's a post office box. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy. It requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Come on, boys. Move it.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.